This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god. Play the podcast, please.
Let me go. You're with Jax and Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home. It is 24 minutes past four. What are you? You're smiling at me. Why are you smiling?
I just like when you always say the last line of a song.
Yeah, that's really easy.
Oh,
isn't it?
Let me go.
Let me go, Hayley. Let me go. I think Hayley Steinfeld probably would let me go, actually. I'm probably not her type.
No, I think you would be.
You know who is my type?
Who?
It's Chris from KHQ Lights.
It's completely
untrue. You like the segue? That's called segueing, kids. Write it down.
It's not J-Law. It's not J-Lo. It's Joy Law.
And welcome to the studio. It is Chris from the team at KHQ Lawyers. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Best intro ever, can I say?
Now, we should... I did a bit of a clap there, but I'm going to do one of these ones.
Fiddle.
That's a cheer. And the reason is, Chris, you know this.
Yes,
I know this. Our listeners are now going to know,
I know
that
it.
Over the weekend you were recognised and awarded at the 14th Victoria Legal Awards. You are now officially the Accredited Specialist of the Year.
Ooh. I am.
More
cheer. Yeah, it was quite a shock. I was very surprised to receive it. I was up against some amazing women who do some amazing work in other areas of law, and yeah, so it was a nice shock. Yeah.
And so what does it mean to be Accredited Specialist of the Year? It means you're the best, yeah?
A lot of
yeah,
words.
Yeah, look, my colleagues will probably have a different opinion. But yeah, look, it is essentially to be an accreditor, you've got to have 5 years' experience. You specialise in one area of the law. You sit a really awful exam and do practical assessment and all of that. And then you have also a higher continuing professional development each year than like not normal lawyers, but than other lawyers who aren't accredited. So you specialise in one area of practice only, and that's family law for me.
And for those who haven't tuned in before, not only do you do family law, but you do family law with a bit of an LGBTIQ+A flavour.
Yeah, so yeah. I've got a real passion in the LGBTI space and, you know, donor agreements, surrogacy, all of those sorts of things. And I think, to be honest, with the yes vote and with everything that's been happening politically, I think that may have been the reason I got over the line, like coming on here with you guys and running Prospective Lesbian Parenting Group. So I'm going to share my Law Institute membership with you guys.
That was my next question.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's be honest, I think you won it because of us.
Yeah. You get a 10% really discount at the bookshop, so that will be great.
Oh, my law books.
Yeah, the
thank
law
God.
Books. Yeah, look what I do for you guys.
See what ones I'm breaking.
I know.
I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, so it was an awesome night. Slight headache the next day, but feeling good now.
Yeah. Good bubbles.
I blame Monica for that one. Good bubbles, yes, yeah. Good bubbles.
Now, one of the things that we want to talk about, I guess on the back of last week's Ida Hobbit Day, where we paused to remember and reflect on discrimination against our community, in your acceptance speech, which people can catch on the Jackson Dean on Joy Facebook page, you spoke about being that gay lawyer.
Yeah, so...
And was there a sense of discrimination against you being gay in the workplace?
Yeah, there was. Yeah. Yeah, so I've been doing law, practising law for 14 years, and very, very early on in my career, I got told by a partner at the law firm who I really respected at the time. I was a junior lawyer. He was a brilliant practitioner, and he said to me, listen, when I did actually come out, he said, listen, I don't want you to be known as that gay lawyer when I asked to do work within this space. And for years I just said, oh God, I can't be known as that gay lawyer. So I came out and then kind of went back in again, grew my hair out so people didn't know I was gay. Yeah. And funnily enough...
Is that how you tell?
Yeah, apparently. Oh, well, I did the really stereotypical, like really short haircut when I came out. And funnily enough, Monica, who's come on the show, I've worked with for over a decade, didn't even know this story, and we were working together at the time. And, you know, so I you know, went back into myself, became a very feminine lawyer, towed the line. It was actually Monica who said, no, you've got to do the stuff you've got to do that you're passionate about. And I did. And it kind of led to this award. So,
but he was trying to help you with that advice?
Yeah.
Kind of just like...
In a really... weird kind of way. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He said, you don't want to be known as that gay lawyer, meaning people would see me as only practicing in the gay space or as a gay lawyer, therefore I wouldn't necessarily potentially understand heterosexual issues. Yeah, so he was, and he was, look, to be honest, he was a great mentor, but you do get that discrimination in the law. And, you know, even from other male partners throughout my career, and now that I'm more confident, you wouldn't know it, but now that I'm more confident in myself, I can, you know, I'll be at a function, they'll go, so what's it like to be with a woman? And you're like, really? In this day and age?
Yeah,
so, or if you were heterosexual, would you date me? That those sorts of comments.
No.
Yeah, exactly. No. So yeah, you do still face it, and it's not something, I guess, because I'm more a senior practitioner, I don't necessarily have to face it on a daily basis. But there are people out there that do face it regularly, and very early on in my career, I did face a lot of it.
And so if someone is experiencing discrimination in the workplace because of their gender or their sex or their sexuality, what should they do?
Well, look, it's not okay. And I would say talk about it and take it to your team leader. We've got Veronica coming in next week to talk about this exact issue, discrimination in the workplace, because it's happening left, right and centre. And it's just, it shouldn't be happening.
I know for me, I mentioned last week, I chaired an Ida Hobbit panel discussion at RMIT University, where I work when I'm not on radio. And in chairing that panel, I reflected that often in the workplace, you don't have senior, out, proud, gay, lesbian, transgender folk as role models.
Yeah.
So it's really hard. You don't know if you will be, if it will be a career-limiting move if you do come out.
Exactly. And there's...
discrimination's not always overt, I guess, what I'm getting to.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, there's an amazing organisation called Out for Australia who are not-for-profit, and what they do is they get, you know, young practitioners coming through different areas of employment, and they match them up with a senior practitioner in that same area. So I've got a couple of law students who are about to graduate, who I mentor, you know, about this exact issue and how to face those sorts of things. So it's a pretty amazing thing to do.
Absolutely. I think that mentoring is really important to help build that confidence and that capability for tomorrow's leaders.
Yeah. So it was amazing. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations, Chris. And thank you for joining us. We look forward to having you back next week with Veronica to chat about the legal issues around discrimination in the workplace.
Can't wait, guys. With bubbles.
Stick around. There's more to come.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.